Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, 99-cent-only stores are closing. We look at the impact on local consumers. The historic Wayfarers Chapel in Rancho's Palos Verdes will not reopen, at least not on its current property.
It's too risky. The cost of restoration is going to be in the millions.
And later, we give you tips for seeing Monday's solar eclipse, whether you're getting out of town or enjoying it here in Southern California. It's Saturday, April 6th. I'm Julia Paskin, and that's coming up on the weekend edition of the LA Report from LAist 89.3. But first, here's the latest news. Officials at the Wayfarers Chapel in Rancho's Palos Verdes now say it's unlikely they'll ever be able to reopen to the public on its current land. LAist's Yusra Farazan has the story.
The iconic glass chapel overlooking the Pacific Ocean temporarily closed in February. Historic rains caused significant damage to the chapel and its grounds. But now, Dan Burchett, the executive director at Wayfarers, says they're no longer able to stay at their current site.
It's too risky. The cost of restoration is going to be in the millions.
Burchett says they'll work to ensure that any changes to the building would not take away the chapel's National Historic Landmark status. For LAist 89.3, I'm Yusra Farazan.
The discount chain 99 Cents Only is shutting all of its 371 locations. The commerce-based chain was a staple for many Angelenos to buy groceries, housewares, and other products at a low price. Sucharita Kodali is an e-commerce analyst at Forrester Research.
Those consumable products have faced inflation so much. You know, these stores like 99 Cents stores, you have a magic number that you have to hit. You don't have a lot of leverage to go higher than that.
99 Cents Only employs about 14,000 employees. The chain started liquidating its merchandise yesterday. LA Mayor Karen Bass promised to exempt affordable housing projects from long environmental reviews, but opponents are still finding ways to delay new apartments. One low-income project in West LA's Sawtelle neighborhood faced an appeal that was ultimately rejected by the city. Stephen Scheibe is one of the developers behind the project.
It continues to be frustrating that there's these pathways to delay, install, and add costs to housing development, especially those that are affordable housing.
Opponents have now filed a lawsuit saying the city violated their rights to have their complaints heard and voted on by the city council. We reached out to the opponents and their attorney, who declined to comment. And a new music center in historic South Central is bringing state-of-the-art equipment and classes to an affordable housing complex. The facility is run by the Young Musicians Foundation, which is offering classes in instruments, music production, and multimedia production for all ages. And it's in a rich location for the West Coast music scene, says Young Musicians Foundation Executive Director Walter Zoy.
Where we're located at 35th and Central is the headwaters of what was the mecca of jazz on the West Coast, the Central Avenue jazz scene. So it's just a real honor to be part of that tradition.
The center will hold a grand opening ceremony with an all-day concert from noon to 7:30 p.m. today. And the Los Angeles Film Festival of Movies continues through the weekend. It's a new film festival that puts the emphasis on film lovers over filmmakers. Here's festival co-founder Sarah Winshall.
The point for this is really like it's an opportunity for people to come out, hang out, talk, watch movies, and feel like seeing other people that are excited about the same things they are.
Winshall says one of the festival venues is a well-known video store in Eagle Rock.
We're doing our opening night and our closing night at Vidiot's, and then the majority of the screenings and our two talks are taking place at 2220 Arts and Archives, which has a great lobby with a little bar.
Cinephiles can expect a range of films from experimental documentaries to indie horror movies. You could read more about the festival at LAist.com. More after this break.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Welcome back to the LA Report. I'm Julia Paskin. Monday is the highly anticipated total solar eclipse that will be visible within a big portion of North America. Some are traveling to see the main event, while others have more local plans. And now the forecast is throwing what folks can see into question, which is a bummer because it will be 20 years before another total solar eclipse is visible in the U.S. For more, we're joined by LAist science reporter Jacob Margolis. Hey, Jacob.
Hey.
So let's do some real quick Eclipse 101. Remind us what the path of totality is for Monday's eclipse and weather permitting. More on that in a moment. What will people in that area theoretically be able to see?
Yeah, so the path of totality goes from Mazatlan down in Mexico, I believe all the way up through central Mexico to Texas, and then on a big arc up to New York, Maine, and Nova Scotia. Now, what we're talking about is the path of totality, the center line, if you will be able to see that really gorgeous, it's like the diamond ring shot of when the shadows line up perfectly and you get that little glint, that little shimmer at the edge of the eclipse, and everybody goes ooh and ah, and everything darkens at the perfect time. It's just, it's a wonderful, interesting event. Here in LA, there's only going to be about 50% coverage, so you'll see probably some light change, but nothing like will be happening in Texas, which is where I'm going.
Let's get into the weather. It's always hard to say what's going to happen, right, until the moment of, but tell us how this forecast is going to potentially impact viewing both here and elsewhere, say maybe in Texas where you're going.
Oh, man. From Mazatlan all the way up, it seems, to Nova Scotia, to Maine, New York, and whatnot, there's a chance of clouds. And in Texas, there's definitely a chance that a storm will come along and completely block it out. That said, we're still going to commit and go. One, because I want to take vacation. And two, because we have traveled to other parts in the world before, over to France. And we were situated in this place where we were supposed to have terrible viewing of the eclipse. And this is when I was really young and my parents took us there. It was great. And we then ventured 4 hours away from the clouds to go to the perfect viewing spot. And then we got clouded out and rained on and back where we left and traveled 4 hours away from the clouds parted at the last moment and the eclipse was visible and we didn't even have to travel anywhere. And so for this trip, we are going to just stay there and hang out and maybe the gods will bless us with a view of the eclipse. But it's looking like clouds are very likely.
I'm hearing that the transportation cost, hotel, spots have declared a state of emergency just to prepare for the such a large amount of people being there at one time. I mean, like, that's a lot of planning and investment and money for a maybe. Mm.
Yes. But what I will say is that even if you don't get to see totality, you get clouded out, you're still, I don't know how to describe it besides people underplay it until they actually see it and experience it. Because once the light starts to change, the animals shift, like everything, the temperature gets colder, you could just feel all these changes happening and hear them and see them and whatever. It's pretty magical, especially when you're with a group of people and for a moment, everybody kind of comes together and just gazes at this astronomical phenomenon. And it's really a magical, the vibe is pristine in that one moment. And so I think it's worth it.
Okay, with that in mind, for those of us left behind here in Southern California, any tips that you have? It seems like Mount Wilson isn't going to be an option because of weather. Anywhere else that you recommend folks go?
If we weren't making the big trip and I was just in Los Angeles, I'd just step outside and take a look.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't want to do that without some sort of protection, some sort of eclipse glasses, which you can pick up at LA public libraries for free. You can also, if you don't have glasses, you can use something like a colander to hold up and cast the shadow from the sun down onto the ground. You'll be able to kind of see like where the eclipse is at, which is like fun thing to do with kids too. And we'll definitely do that when we're in Texas. But yeah, just try to enjoy. And if you ever get a chance to travel for an eclipse and you like space stuff and nerding out, it's a blast.
That's Jacob Margolis, LAist science reporter. You can read more about how to enjoy the eclipse at LAist.com and join us for Monday live coverage of this eclipse. Jacob, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the weekend edition of the LA Report. The Weekend LA Report is hosted by me, Julia Paskin, and produced by Kevin Tidmarsh and Monica Bushman. Our engineer is Sean Corey Campbell. The podcast is edited by Fiona Ng. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development, and our Vice President of Podcasts is Shana Naomi Crockmall. Join us back here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com and listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.